Psalm 119, verse 9 says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word." I love it. Hey, that's Psalm 119, verse 9. Good to see you, friend. It is, of course, Sunday, this July the 5th, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encourage a little bit of this, a little bit of that, throw that in, mix it up, and well, that's how you get this program called Sunday Worship. So let's prepare our hearts. Let's focus our minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King Jesus. Right now, here's music from Gateway Worship. It's Come Thy Fount, right here on Sunday Worship.
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I fixed upon it, mount of thy redeemer.
Come down.
right. It's Gateway Worship right here on Sunday Worship. You're on this Independence Day weekend. Fred, how are you? It is Joey Kroll spending some time here with you today. And I'll tell you what, you've probably heard the observation that people are like tea bags. We don't know how strong they are until they find themselves in hot water. And you know, friend, trials and tribulations tend to reveal what we're made of and what we believe in, that's the truth. And there are several reasons God allows us to experience those troubles in life. I think sometimes it's self-revelation is probably at the top of his list, because God wants us to discover who we are so we will realize who he is and how much we need him. Because if we never realized our own weakness, oh, dear friend, we would never know how much we need God's strength and his unlimited resources.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching for you and for me. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading for you?
Listening to Sunday Worship.
Abounds. For
are standing in his presence on holy ground. You're listening to Sunday Worship and Psalm 34. Listen to this. I love this. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes his boast in the Lord, and let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, friend, we ought to worship the Lord. We ought to praise him because, one, we lift him up, but there's a change that takes place in our heart. Praise reminds us that this is our Father's world. Praise reminds us that there's a God that runs this universe, and he's my heavenly Father. Not a blade of grass moves without his permission. Not a speck of dust blows around without his permission. Praise is worry turned inside out. It's just simply saying God is over all, and no matter what my problem is, God is greater.
We fall down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy. Down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Lord of all creation.
I love this quote from Dr. David Jeremiah. He said, when God's people are afraid, they should worship. When they are filled with panic, it's time to praise. When worry overwhelms, the time for worship has arrived.
To God be the glory.
Tried to God be the glory. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today here on Great News Radio. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen to it on our website. Visit greatnewsradio.org. Click archived programs and you'll have the whole list right there in front of you. It's greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope and pray that you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Just remember this week as you go out and about that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.